as you mentioned, we've been in the El Nino, but the report came out that there's a 90% chance of that. So just go ahead and tell me some of your thoughts and some of the things that you're seeing.
Well, at least, you know, from a private forecaster standpoint, we've seen already some semblance based on a mid to late summer reflection of El Nino. That already, it's already in position. It's been here for a while already. I think basically the feds, the government, maybe just suggesting that this thing is about to max out or strengthen to the about the category that it's expected to be. And we were kind of peddling maybe a week or maybe a subtly moderate El Nino. And a trademark of El Nino is pretty much what we saw over the course of the fall season, a lot of early and often winter, if you will. And now as we get deeper into winter, at least the first third of winter to first half of winter, and kind of El Nino maxing out into this weak or weak moderate category, I think the bottom line, at least as it applies to the plains and Midwest, would be generally a milder winter weather pattern for at least the first third to first half. No two El Ninos are the same, particularly when it's regarding precipitation and moisture. But from a temperature standpoint, I think the bitterest of the days will be few and far between, and we might have already seen some of the colder readings that we'll experience into the first maybe 30 to 45 days of wintertime already over parts of the plains and core belt locales.
And this mild, the mild conditions, is it something that you expect to go on for a few months, or how long do you think that that will last?
From a private forecaster experience, we've got 30-plus years in the business of doing this, we kind of think that it's going to be a fairly rapid demise of El Nino around here. Again, the El Nino, if you've lost track of what that is a warming of the Pacific, Central Pacific water temperatures. Remember, three-quarters of the planet is made up of water, hence there's a direct correlation between ocean and sea surface temperatures versus how the atmosphere is arranged. So we anticipate maybe up through mid January, maybe even late January, not too bad. Not that there won't be a couple of colder spells. The moisture pattern will be quite substantial, at least through the remainder of December into early January, by the way. So that doesn't mean it's not going to snow, but probably in the usual snow areas of the northern plains and upper Midwest, and especially the southern Canadian prairie. Now, if we lay out that snow cover and a lot of it through the Canadian prairie and the northern reaches of the hemisphere and quickly wind down El Nino late January into February and really put it to bed here probably by the beginning of springtime, the astronomical springtime, I think we're set the stage for probably some late season cold, late season winter storminess, and that could very well get into the way of maybe some early spring planting operations in the southern plains, the southeastern states. They're snake bit already coming off the wet weather and the hurricane season already. So I would, at least from this vantage point, will not anticipate any significant real field work into the early springtime season for the plains and corn belt locales with a protracted late arriving spring or a protracted winter weather pattern across the corn belt this season.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you think would be important to touch base on?
I think it's just a really continuation here for the next couple of months where we kind of reverse the weather pattern, and unfortunately we'll reverse it the other way when we ought to be pulling out of these winter weather systems late winter and early springtime. They could very well carry on along with some late season cold, and this could very well be some pronounced cold around here, not the usual fluctuation of springtime versus wintertime air masses. I think we have a fair amount of almost midwinter type weather and temperatures to contend with into the late winter, perhaps even early days of springtime, and a very active weather pattern as well. Of course, that'll mean primarily a wet weather one through midwinter time for the plains and corn belt, snow to the north, and the likelihood that we'll likely extend or revamp up that severe weather season. We had some of that in central Illinois in December. That could be something as well that has to be kept very close and careful eye on over the plains, the Ohio Valley, the deep south and southeast, and probably a pretty busy and early start to the severe weather season this season.